This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham sitting in for Cynthia Canty. This spring, the president of the University of Michigan, Mary Sue Coleman, announced she's leaving that post next year. The U of M Board of Regents appointed a presidential search advisory committee this summer, and this time it does not include a student. Matt Nolan is an attorney and the director of Dow Corning's Political Action Committee. He is the former student assembly president at University of Michigan, and he sat on the search advisory committee that chose Coleman to be president. How many years ago was that, Matt?
That was 11 years ago now. It's hard to believe it's been that long.
Now, in most of these searches for presidents at major universities, they usually have a student representative. This time, seven people on the committee. They're all faculty members. Some of them hold administrative positions as well. What are they going to be missing when they don't have a student on board?
Well, you know, the way that I think about it is that a university is not a corporation, right? I mean, there are some analogies, and I think that there's an instinct to think of them that way, because you have a president who's running things sort of like a CEO. You have a board of regents, which is sort of like your board of directors, and you could theoretically think of the taxpayers of the state of Michigan as the shareholders of the University of Michigan. But the piece that's different, and the piece that I think you miss with this approach, is that you have hundreds of thousands of alumni around the world who are all intimately connected with the university, and students are not customers. If you were to take the analogy of a corporation through, they would be, and you wouldn't ask customers to sit on a search committee. But students are an integral part of what a university is. In fact, they're the reason that it exists. So I found a lot of value 11 years ago, and I think that the committee found value, just from the idea of having a student in the room to remind the candidates that are being interviewed that, you know, their purpose is not purely maximizing revenues and making balance sheets balance.
What did you bring specifically to the search committee? What qualities were important to you when you were doing the search for a president at the U of M?
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, it was a great experience. There were 15 of us, and we had staff members, we had professors, we had alumni, and then we had myself as a student. And the perspective that I tried to bring was just, you know, being in that room with candidates, or as we reviewed resumes, thinking about the presidents and their role in making the campus a place for students to learn and a place for students to come out of there better than they came in. And so, you know, part of the value is purely just representation, right? Sitting in the room and being a part of that conversation.
A reminder.
But it also comes through the questions that I ask. You know, how does the president interact with the students on campus? What are the sorts of programs that they like to see? What are the ways in which they value teaching roles versus research roles? Those sorts of things that students have a relatively strong opinion about that are questions that may or may not get raised without them in the room.
So why do you think the Regents decided not to have a student on the search advisory committee this time?
Well, you know, I'd be speculating a little bit if I tried to put thoughts into their heads. And I do applaud the efforts of the Regents to try to find other ways to get input from students and other constituents of the university community. If I had to guess, I would probably look at the coaching search for the football coach at the University of Michigan in 2007. You know, the two highest profile things that a university does from a hiring perspective are hire a university president and hire a football coach, as crazy as that may be. And in 2007, that process included some leaks. It included lots of rumors. It included, if you believe, sort of popular reports or books that have been written coming out of that afterward, it led to changes in candidates that were on the table or not on the table. And I think that through that process, when you looked at our more recent high-profile hiring of a head coach, they managed that in a very different way, and I think liked the result that they got. And so if I was reading through those tea leaves, I would probably say, the university got burned once recently and so are being a little bit more conservative this time.
Now, this process to find a new president will include several forums that will offer opportunities for all kinds of people to have input. In fact, a student committee has been appointed to find out what qualities the student body wants in the next president. Will that be enough?
Well, you know, it all depends on how those groups are used and what sort of, you know, influence and things that they have. I do think that there are a lot of ways for students to voice their opinion in the process. The thing that was unique for me was being able to be in that room with all of those other stakeholders. You really get a broader view of what the University of Michigan is and its role that it plays not only in the state of Michigan but in the world. It's not just a few professors and some students. You've got a $5 billion-plus budget, only 5 or 6% of which comes from the state of Michigan. And being able to sort of have that fully contextualized conversation allowed me to leave that process with a much greater appreciation of what the University of Michigan is and what the president has to do. So, you know, to the extent that that contextualization can happen through these committees, that their input really will be heard and valued and used by the search committee, then you know, maybe you can get a good portion of it. I don't know that it can be perfect, but you know what I've said for the last couple of months, and I'll say it again now, is that I think for the University of Michigan Regents to choose not to have a student or alums on the search committee is fine. But I do think that because it's different than what happened last time, at a minimum, you know, an explanation of what their logic is would sort of in order. You know, making that decision is one thing, but why not explain it? You know, you and I shouldn't have to speculate on why a student is involved this time. We should be hearing from the regents on why students weren't involved in that way this time.
Matt Nolan is a University of Michigan alum. He's a former student assembly president, and he was the student voice on the search advisory committee during the last search for the president of the university. As we noted, there will be no student on the search advisory committee to replace Mary Sue Coleman. Thanks very much, Matt.
Thank you.